Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
I could have blew through those 9.5 songs.
You think you can name 15 Kid Rock songs right
yes,
now?
Yes, I can name 15 Kid Rock songs.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Only God Knows Why, Ball With The Ball, Bull God, Black Chick, White Guy, Rock and Roll Jesus, All Summer Long, Cocky, Cowboy, Boy, American Badass, Half Your Age, the song you wrote for Pamela Anderson after they broke up.
I remember that one.
Picture, Early Morning Stone Pimp, Devil Without a Cause, Somebody's Gotta Feel This. Midnight Train to Memphis.
There you go.
Blue Jeans and Rosary. I love both of those songs. We did it!
She
we got to 16! We did it! 1-0! Let's go!
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Blue Jeans and a Rosary.
I was playing that song. I was playing that song this weekend.
That's a great song.
On my playlist, my cleaning playlist.
On your cleaning playlist?
I mean, it's not called the cleaning playlist, but I got a playlist I play whenever I'm, you know, me and the lady are cleaning around the house and doing stuff. It's just...
Your cleaning playlist.
That's not a cleaning playlist.
He had Lemon Pledge and a Dust Mop.
On 1340 WKGN.
Your housework playlist.
It's not just for housework. I mean, I got other stuff that just to vibe out to.
For like mopping and sweeping.
Hour 2 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Our Hour 2 headlines are brought to you by our friends at the McKinney Team with Keller Williams. You can view their listings online, ZillowKnoxville.com, or give them a call at 865-548-8267. Travis actually told me a tree fell through his roof.
What?
From these storms. Yeah.
What?
He said everything's okay, everyone's okay, but yeah, a tree fell through his roof. But he'll still get to you if you call him. If you need to buy or sell a home this spring or summer or fall, he'll take care of you. But just know the tree did fall through his roof.
So if he's a little slow getting repairs, he's a little slow getting back to you. Understandable.
Hour 2 headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, man.
That's the problem with trees.
That is the problem with trees.
Is they tend to fall sometimes. Chris Johnson will retire as a Titan today. This is another one of those one-day contract stories. So we had one yesterday with Jonathan Stewart. Now we have Chris Johnson. He's going to retire with the Titans.
Someone tweeted in that CJ2K retired with the Titans the moment he got that big contract in it. It hurt, but it was true. He retired with the Titans right after they gave him that big extinction.
Extinction.
I don't know what happened.
Is he a dinosaur? I feel like if I trained the right way, I'd still be in the 4-2s, he says.
I mean, yeah. I don't disagree that he is really fast.
I know for sure I'd get 1,000 yards if I laced them up right now. It's not even a question. You put me in an offense where I'm the starting back, there's no way I wouldn't get 1,000 yards. I could still do it, but it's time to move on to the next situation. So, he will officially retire from the NFL as a Titan. He played for the Titans from 08 to 2013.
I mean, how do we feel about him retiring as a Titan?
I guess the Titans are cool with it.
How do we feel? I mean, like, does he deserve that treatment? He had the one year where he probably could have been offensive MVP, but the Titans went like 8-8 the year he had over 2,000 rushing yards.
Big year.
He was a beast. They never really won anything with him. I guess it was either his first or second year. That was the year they went like 13-3 and got the one seed, but then they lost in the first playoff game they had. But it was because Chris Johnson got hurt because the Ravens a dirty hit on him where they rolled his ankle. I don't know. I didn't like the ending with CJ2K.
Well, he's never retiring.
I liked how fast he was, but I didn't really ever like him. I was always a Lindell White guy. I was Team Lindell in that backfield.
Out of that USC backfield?
Well, out of the Tennessee Titans backfield, it was smash and dash. Lindell would smash, and Chris Johnson would dash.
Lindell came from USC, though. Did you prefer him in the USC
backfield? I actually did like him better than Reggie Bush, too.
Yeah.
Which is probably a dumb take. And so did Pete Carroll, if you remember correctly.
Did he get more carries?
No, but he got the 4th-and-1 carry against Texas in the national championship game. And it might have even been 4th-and-2, and he got stuck. You don't remember that, Mr. Recall?
Nah, not as well.
I remember specifically they gave the ball to Lindell White with the season on the line, and I was just like, so you have two Heisman Trophy winners and you give the ball to the other guy. It did not go well.
Well, the Raiders
that's
now.
That's USC Trojan report. The 2005 Trojan National Championship man. Game did not go well.
Not the way they had intended. It ended a dynasty so that the Alabama dynasty could begin. The Raiders have a new potential need to address now with the upcoming draft, and that is running back.
So are we back off the headline music?
Is it not playing?
Are we back off of it? Have we been playing it recently? Just not the time. I didn't know. I usually don't wear my headphones.
I'm not going to lie. I just did not. I completely forgot that we were in headlines. We spent a lot of time on that Titans one.
Should have had the headlines. Should have had the music playing, then you would have known you were in headlines.
Yeah.
I guess that guy was right. Someone once tweeted that in. You need the headline music to signify you're in headlines. And then someone else replied,
I agree with that.
Someone else replied, hey, dumbass, all you have to know is the top of the hour. And then they started, you know, I was just like, I don't want the fans to start arguing with each other, but.
It's a little bit both on me, I guess.
I agree with the guy who said you need the headlines to know it's headlines.
You need the headline music.
Now, if you listen every day, you would know it's top of the hour, but still, I love the music. I've said this many times. Anyway,
I feel like
Raiders.
You used to say you didn't like the music, so
I never said that. The Raiders. I changed my mind on a lot of things too. I don't know if
you noticed. You change your mind a lot, but then you always say you never say something. But you, as someone who changes your mind a lot, has probably taken both sides of a stance before. But
I
then
like
you
to cover all my.
Yeah, you're allowed to change your mind.
Oh yeah, I said that.
It always just frustrates me, like, oh, I never said that, then you acknowledge I changed my mind a lot. Which means you probably said it.
It depends on if the thing works out or not.
Yeah.
And what it is specifically.
Sure. You don't want to get pinned down to any bad takes. I understand.
Right. It just always happens that the days that I don't end up playing the music or like I forget to, you guys have your headphones on, and the days that I do, you never put them on.
Fair enough.
I want to focus on wearing my headphones more.
That really helped that I would have just went and bought some. I usually have them on. Yesterday was the first day I've forgotten them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I left them in my drawer at home.
It helps that you do that because no other people wear them. Yeah. Is that why you like them?
And I just needed some for my house, but I also don't like anybody wearing them. And plus, the ones we always had just kept shorting out. I just said enough's enough.
Yeah.
Time for a change. Shout out to Owen Hart.
This is a pretty good pair. Owen Hart. Mm-hmm. Time. What did he?
That was his slogan.
Time for a change?
Enough is enough. It's time for a change. You don't remember that? Whenever he used to have the danger, like the yellow and black leotard.
Hmm.
That's what they called it. I mean, wrestling tights. Enough is enough, and it's time for a change. I think he even maybe threw a woo in there at the end of it. That's a real thing.
He should have told him enough is enough when they tried to make him come down from the rafters.
Come on. Come on.
I mean, he should have.
Just come on.
It wasn't a joke. I'm serious.
R.I.P.
Marshawn Lynch.
True Lionheart. Or is he a Blackheart? Or is he both? Marshawn Lynch retired.
He's Canadian.
We get it. Marshawn Lynch retired.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch is retired at 33. So the Raiders may have another potential need at running back.
Well, they already are getting mocked to take, a running back. And, if they're second or third first-round pick. The Alabama guy, remember we talked about that. I was like, who the hell is this Alabama guy? He's a first-round pick all of a sudden? So we'll see.
Oh, Josh Jacobs?
Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned this briefly last segment, but the NCAA overtime rules change for 2019. If a game reaches a fifth overtime, teams will begin to run alternating two-point plays rather than offensive possessions starting at the 25-yard line. Fifth overtime, teams begin alternating two-point plays rather than any offensive possessions. So that should shorten the overtimes.
Game more headlines?
It's not a big change because I have
most
several
games
more. But
most games don't go to five overtimes.
Right, so it's not a big. It's not something we'll see often.
It's kind of the equivalent of just going to PKs in soccer.
I have several other headlines. Would you like to pick a particular sport to hear one?
Yes. Give me the random. What are you?
I mean, which sport?
NFL.
NFL.
I really should have went with something obscure. Ask me again.
I don't have any NFL left.
Cricket.
I don't have that either.
Curling.
You can go.
Cornhole.
NBA. NHL. Billiards. Snooker.
Snooker.
Let's just.
Good bats to headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, we got overrated, underrated. Still coming up later this hour. You got your topics. You good? Intern Cam still has a couple movie reviews. He's going to have to squeeze them in because Endgame comes out tomorrow. I kind of want to go see Endgame, even though I don't really know what the hell's going on, although I feel like this is really getting ready to get put into focus for me over these last like five movie reviews by Cam. This whole picture will come together, and I will be champing at the old bit, ready to go see Endgame.
Cam still has five movie reviews?
I believe so.
I don't know if we're going to get to them.
Well, that's why he's got to call in today. He's got to call in twice and hit us with two, and then we'll have three tomorrow, and then I think we'll be done.
Two today, three tomorrow?
Yeah, we didn't do a good enough job planning this.
Didn't pace it out well enough.
The idea came to me late, and then I think we missed the first day I was going to do it, just because sometimes I just forget.
And we didn't know how popular of a segment it was going to be.
Oh, no, I knew it was going to be awesome. I had faith in Cam.
Did you know Cam could do it like he does it, though? He's so fast.
I didn't know Cam was as good as he is.
The guy's fast.
No offense, Parker. You're good, too. Like, you bring a lot to the table, too. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. This isn't all intern Cam love. Parker gets that Periscope fired up in a great way.
I think Parker should do reviews on something.
Well, my idea yesterday was to have Cam write them up, and then I was going to make Parker read them.
No, that would be good.
As I screamed at Parker to go faster as Cam. But I don't. Cam said he would do it, but I don't think Cam wrote them.
I can hear Parker now. Some dude named Thor.
He snaps his fingers, and something happens.
Nobody cares about this.
I don't know.
That would be how I would read them, too. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Parker said he's going to take over the DC corner.
It's a guy named Batman who's not involved, but he's way better.
We are trying to appease the audience today. We are opening up the lines of communication. We want to know what you want to hear about over the next month, 2 months, 3 months, because I was met with just a vocal rejection in terms of the NBA coverage starting with Damian Lillard dropping a three, so we're just going to let you pick the show topics.
I'm seeing a lot of people saying Game of Thrones and several people saying baseball.
Davey says we're going to win 10. Not Davey Hudson, another Davey. We going to win 10, question mark. Yeah, the basketball team should definitely get at least 10 wins next year, for sure. I mean, I think they'll still get around 20. Double that, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know about 20.
10 SEC wins, I would say no. I think this team's going to be like a 9-9 in the SEC next year. Maybe 10-8. I think I would set the over-under at 9.5 if I was setting like SEC conference over-under. So to answer your question, Davey, I would say 10 regular season games easy. 10 SEC games, I would lean no right now. Obviously, that would change if Grant
Williams.
That means
we're 10-8.
Yeah. I think the number would be 9.5.
I guess I'd go under.
I think it's going to be 9.
Are you sure he didn't mean in football?
Oh, I mean, we're obviously not winning 10 in football. That'd be a really dumb question. And I know Davey's not a dumb man, so he would not ask that.
It was Davey Hudson or different Davey?
No, Davey Hudson is a dumb man. Although he's book smart, but he's just not very smart, like common sense-wise,
he's
I guess.
He's going to get a law degree.
I say he's book smart.
Or is Davey still an undergrad, or what does he do? What?
No, he's finishing up like year 3 of law school.
Oh, he's finishing law school,
yeah.
Law school, okay.
Yeah. No, he's not an undergrad. He's finishing up the big
thing. I don't know as much about Davey as I should. I should know more about my friend. For some reason, Davey seems like he's still an undergrad. You think Davey can pass the bar? We should make that a content thing.
I mean, he's going to have to.
Davey gets ready to take the bar.
He's going to have to pass the bar.
We should heckle Davey during the bar.
Everybody on roots against him?
Yeah. Just see if he can come through with...
Hey, you big bear, you big bird looking mother.
See if he can pull through with all the pressure on him.
We walk to the bar exam with him, like wait outside.
Yeah.
On the way there, we just tell him he sucks. Hey, the answer's
hey,
good.
Davey, what's your ruling on this, jackass? So, my poll.
Then I'll say, I like Davey Hudson. He's a good man. Then you just scream, objection. No, he's not.
Objection. He's an idiot. How do you think my poll's coming along?
Give me your options on your poll.
What would you most like to hear more about this month? This stemmed from our conversation earlier.
Sure.
NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Game of Thrones.
I'd say it was probably Game of Thrones, but I don't know if all those people are listening.
It's 60% Game of Thrones.
How many people voted?
Only 169 so far.
Right, but I don't know how many all those people are listening.
To me, it doesn't matter if they're listening. I mean,
you think you just cast it out what the people want to talk the most about?
I mean, it's still a good
measure. Most people probably care about political stuff, too, but we're not talking political stuff either.
Do people care about politics
now? Oh, yeah, man. Talk radio's huge for that. Yeah.
I guess
people sit around and watch political TV all day.
With Trump, it's got to be huge.
Yeah, it's cash cow for everybody. I mean, Obama helped it, too.
I know a lot of people have been talking about the Democratic people some. What's her name? Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Popular topic going around I've seen is she hot?
We've already talked
about she is.
Yeah. And that was Talking Politics with Cody McClure. Josh tweets in, all right, he gives a couple things he wants to talk about. You're right. He said MLB. Ben, fire up the music. We told the people we'll give them what they want. Fire it up. Fire it up. Come on. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
There it is.
Ah, the music is here. All right, Cody, baseball talk. What do you care about in baseball right now?
Well, it's still pretty early, John.
It is a little early. We are.
October's a long way away.
We are 23 games into a 162, which quick math will tell you that's basically 1/8 of the way.
I'll tell you this, 1 year in, Ronald Acuña Jr. may be ready to claim best player in baseball.
There's Mike Trout. That seems like a pretty...
Some people believe this.
That seems like a hot take, Cody.
Some people believe this. Who? And he's local, too. He plays for the Atlanta Braves.
Who believes that?
People are asking that question. Is Ronald Acuña Jr. ready to claim the best player in baseball title?
Are you saying that a tweeter sent that in, or like you're reading it off of a website? Like, is it an actual discussion on the website?
It's a topic of conversation. I'm doing what I can here.
I mean, Acuña could be number two. And the Braves, look, the Braves have struck gold in terms of getting their two cornerstones, which I don't know if is Albies considered a cornerstone. Maybe not exactly a cornerstone, but he's a really good middle infielder that's in the plans. They got him and Acuña locked up for the foreseeable future for cheaper than Bryce Harper's annual contract. Like, per year, like, you're getting two good players versus just him. The Braves struck gold in terms of getting guys cheaper. So they got a nice little five-year window here of having a good, reasonably priced payroll. They did the right thing by both of those stars instead of making them play for cheap and finding it out with them in arbitration. They started off slow this season in terms of, you know, getting swept by the Phillies. But there's a logjam right there in the NL East. Four teams above 500, the Marlins, yeah. They suck.
The Mets back in the mix, too.
Mets in first, Phillies hanging out at 12-11, Braves 11-11, Nationals 11-11. I look at early run differential to kind of tell a story. The Braves outscoring opponents by 10 runs, the Nationals by 11. The first and second place actually have negative run differentials.
The only one you can say for sure that's probably not going to be in contention there is the Marlins. They have a negative 45 run differential.
Yeah, they are not in contention. They stink. Which, speaking of the Marlins and how much they stink, my God, have you seen Christian Yelich? They gave Christian Yelich away for some prospects, and Christian Yelich has came out and has been, you know, you talk about Acuña. You know who else has a claim for best player in the National League?
Just based on what they're doing right now, Christian Yelich, you got to throw him in there.
Christian Yelich, thank you, Cody. I'm glad you picked up on the context clues.
Absolutely.
How about this? I mean, how many games did the Brewers play? 12, 13? I mean, we just said everyone's basically played 12, 13, or not 12, 22, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah, they're all like 23, 22. 24, somewhere in there.
Yelich already with 13 home runs. Cody, if he keeps up that pace, he might end up with like 80.
It's going to be hard to put a pace like that.
Be hard to keep up that pace, but that's just how good he's been through the first month of the season. Shout out to Christian Yelich.
Then the music stopped.
That was our 4 minutes. Cam on the line.
Does it just end?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I was getting ready to talk about the Cardinals.
Fire it up one more time. Give us some Cardinals talk. We're giving the people what they want. Baseball, baseball, baseball.
Cardinals were my pick in the Central to begin the year, if you'll remember, at the start of the year.
I don't remember, but I believe
I think you picked the Brewers, didn't you?
I did.
I picked the Cardinals.
Why do you say that so disgustingly? They're only two games back.
Well, they're in fourth place.
Yeah, but like, they only played 25 games. It's fine.
They're still in fourth place.
They are in fourth place. You are correct about that.
Look at the top of the standings right now. Cardinals 14-9, a plus 30 run differential.
It is early.
It is early, but I love the way the Cards have started the season.
You can't argue with the plus 30 run differential. They are beating people down, and they are scoring a lot of runs. And, hey, going out and getting Paul Goldschmidt, big move for the Cardinals that's paying dividends.
And they're in the midst of whipping the Brewers right now.
Yeah, the Brewers' pitching has really let them down.
They beat them twice the last 2 days, and they'll play today at 1:15.
The Brewers,
just after the show. We should watch.
I'm going to pass on watching. I'm going to go get lunch instead.
Very well.
But the Brewers should really make a move to fix their pitching.
Yeah.
They're starting pitching not good right now. Okay,
let's
go.
Between Molina and DeJong, the Cardinals are making
Are you trying
moves.
To stall? You don't want to hear Killer Cams? You don't want to hear Cams?
I love Cam.
Cam's got a movie review. We're running out of time.
We give the people the baseball.
We gave them 6 minutes of baseball. That's pretty good.
All right, let's move along.
That's pretty good. And I will say, I mean, look, we just skimmed the top, but I mean, that was pretty good baseball talk. I don't know of many shows in Knoxville that could give you better baseball talk than that. And like I said, we just kind of skimmed the top.
It's optional. It's going to have Tony Vitello on, I think.
Well, that's college baseball. So they're gonna trump us there.
Yeah.
Really, it comes down to, I think we could talk about every sport better than everyone else in Knoxville. That's kind of how I feel.
I mean, if we want...
I mean, we can't really do the X's and O's of football as good as some people.
Not as good as Nate in Houston, but...
Yeah, I mean, Ainge did play quarterback, so he is good at doing
the X's.
Yeah,
but he doesn't know anything.
I mean, he's a dumbass at everything else. But I mean, I'm just talking about X's and O's. Like, I think we can look at the big picture stuff better. I mean, he was like, hey, guys, actually, Butch Jones is good. So, I mean, how much do you actually know?
He's a stupid-ass mouthpiece.
How much do you actually know about football if you're saying that Butch Jones is good? That could be a question.
I'd rather hear somebody who's not quite as smart that I can trust than someone who knows all the X's and O's but is a complete jerk.
I thought there was going to be a better payoff there, but okay.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if I can say.
Nope, let's go to Cam. Intern Cam. Cam, how many movies do we have left?
We have five.
Five left. We have five movies left. Five Marvel movies left. What do we got today?
We got Thor, Ragnarok, and Black Panther.
Make sure you have your phone all the way turned up. Turn it up, Ben. I don't know. Maybe my headphones are
all right,
slow.
All right, I'll yell into it, too. You know,
sounds good. Let's go, Cam.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Huh? First-time caller.
Black Panther today. I actually saw that one.
Okay, Cody raises to the front of his seat. Give us Thor. Many people say this Thor is great. Many people say this is the funniest Marvel movie and that it's actually the best Marvel movie. Before you give us the review, do you agree or disagree with those takes?
It was super funny, super fun movie. I loved it. It was easily the best Thor movie. It wasn't even close. And they kind of like changed the whole persona of Thor a little bit, which really like helped the character.
Okay. What about in terms of just all of Marvel movies?
Funny wise, it's definitely like
not funny.
Top
I'm
five.
Just saying straight up.
Oh.
Where does it rank in terms of the universe?
I'd say top eight movie easily. It's
top
really
eight.
Good. I really enjoy it. It'd probably be borderline my top five.
All right, give me the review. Let's go.
Okay, boom. So it opens up. Thor's on the captured by this guy named Surtur, and he's like, "Hey, I'm going to destroy Asgard, and that's going to cause Ragnarok." And Thor's like, "I can't let you do that." So he defeats Surtur, takes his like fiery crown thing that like makes him. gives him his power, basically. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to go back to Asgard. Goes back to Asgard, finds out Loki's been pretending to be his dad all this time when he thought he died in Thor's Dark World. And he's like, what the heck? Where's our dad? And he's like, oh, I left him on Earth. So they go to Earth, and they're like,
Another dad.
He's not right here. I don't know where he is. And then Doctor Strange shows up and like, hey, what are you doing with Loki on our planet? Like, he's a big criminal. And he's like, hey,
we're Cam, before you go, can I let me interject, Cam. Any superheroes have good relationships with their parents?
Not really. I think like all of their parents are dead in these movies.
I feel like all superheroes have bad relationships with their parents.
Clark Kent I guess
Superman was cool with his adopted parents, but I guess like his real parents were like aliens, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
I don't think any
really
of them have
knew.
Good relationships with their biological parents.
Do we know a lot about Batman's dad?
Yeah, they got killed.
Yeah, they're dead.
He was orphaned. He got shot out in the street. They got mugged and shot.
I don't know the start of the stories. But
that's
we're not doing DC.
Batman.
Yeah, that's DC. We're doing
that's
Marvel.
DC. Back to Cam.
Back to Cam.
Okay, boom. So yeah, so they're on Earth and Doctor Strange is like, oh, okay, I know where Odin is. I hope he finds Odin so he can go back to Asgard. So they find Odin. Odin's like, yeah, I'm actually about to die because Loki's left me here so long. And so Thor's like, what the heck, man? He's like, yeah, when I die, your sister that I imprisoned in hell, she's going to show back up, and she's super powerful, so watch out for that. And they're like, what? I mean, so he just dies and, like, floats off into space all sparkly and stuff. And then all of a sudden, Hela shows up, which is, like, Thor's sister, but he didn't even know he had a sister. And she's super powerful, and he has his, like, hammer Mjolnir, and he's like, hey, I'm going to throw this at you. He throws it at her, and she catches it and just breaks it. And so they're like, what the heck? How do you do that? And then so they, they call this thing called the Bifrost. It, like, portals in between worlds, and they try and get shot back up to Asgard. And Hela's following them, and she's fighting them while they're, like, teleporting. So it knocks them off out into space. So they all, both him and Loki end up on this planet called Sakaar. And it's basically a battle world where this guy played by Jeff Goldblum called the Grandmaster is basically maybe people fight for fun.
Hey, shout out to Jeff Goldblum. Gets to be in Jurassic Park and the Marvel Universe. Shout out to him.
Oh, yeah, he was awesome in this role, too. Really
I guess
funny.
Same for Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's also in Jurassic Park and the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, they're getting it all. So Loki ended up being cool with the Grandmaster.
Faster,
so
Cam!
And Thor gets captured by Valkyrie. And he's like, okay, I'm going to make Thor fight. If you want your freedom, you got to fight my champion. My champion's super cool. His champion ends up being the Hulk. And you're like, holy crap, how'd the Hulk get here? And Thor's like, holy crap, I know you. Hulk's like, I'm still going to beat you up. So they big fight. Thor ends up getting the power of the Odin Force, basically, because his dad dies. So he gets, like, super amped power. So he gets super strong, and he beats the Hulk. But then they rig the fight. So they're captured. It's like, Hulk, help me escape. And Hulk's like, no, okay, no, Hulk, no, okay. And he finally finds the Quinjet, which is how the Hulk got there in the first place. And he sees a video of Black Widow that turns Hulk back into Bruce Banner, who's been the Hulk for 2 years, so he's really confused. They're on a plan. They're like, we gotta get off this planet. We gotta go save Asgard. So they end up getting off. They get help from his Asgardian chick that's with Chance staying on Sakaar. They fly. They steal a ship. They fly back to Asgard to try and fight Hela. She's too strong. She's beating them up. So Thor's like, okay, only way we're going to win this is if we destroy the planet. So they get Surtur, the guy at the beginning, and they're like, hey, we're going to let you destroy the planet. So he destroys the planet, destroys Hela. They all get in the ship. They fly away, and they're like,
ship.
Yay, we're happily ever after. We're going to go live on Earth now. And then Thanos' ship shows up. And that was the end of the movie.
How important is this on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say like 7, 8. It leads like right into Infinity War. Like literally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to fire this one up. I'm going to watch this one. So far, I haven't gone back and watched any of them. I still need to watch Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm going to watch Thor, Ragnarok, and then I'm going to go move on. I got to watch the Infinity War. So I haven't watched that one either. Damn.
Yeah, that's you do that, and you'll be set.
I'm going to have to go week 2 or week 3 to see Endgame.
Hey, whatever works. Just avoid the spoilers, because they'll be out there.
I don't want to be in there with all you big nerds on this weekend.
We're not even cosplaying this weekend, though.
You're not dressing up?
I'm not.
If you were going to dress up, what would you dress up as?
Probably Spider-Man or Black Panther. I have a Spider-Man costume, but it's not Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Wait. Is it?
It's Miles Morales. He's a...
Are there different designs?
Different universe, yeah.
Oh, from the Spider-Verse movie?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you think about Damian Lillard's shot last night?
Oh, man, that was incredible. That was one of the coldest game winners I've ever seen. It just, he's big time. Great. He's the second best point guard in the league this year.
That's what I said.
How about that hockey game?
Oh, man, yeah, there was so much ice. It was crazy. They were skating around. It was wild.
Scale of 1 to 10, how disrespectful was Damian Lillard's wave bye-bye to the Thunder?
Oh, I think it was warranted. Russell had been talking smack the whole series. Like
the whole season.
You got to own it. You got to own it, yeah.
And he waved bye.
He handled him. Like,
all right, Cam.
He won that big time.
Talk to you later. Go ahead and play that clip of Damian Lillard explaining the wave, because that's some pretty good audio in itself, because I think it was one of the more disrespectful things you could do.
Damian, you guys talked about after last game about, you know, just keeping it to yourselves, not talking to anybody else. It looked like after you hit that shot, you waved to the Oklahoma City bench. Could you just describe that moment and just kind of the emotion, what you were thinking at that point?
I mean, the series was over. You know, that was it. And I was just waving goodbye to him. And I think after game three, you know, Dennis Schroeder was out there pointing to his wrist. They was out there doing all these celebrations and doing all this stuff, and we kept our composure. And after one win, that was what they decided to do. And we was just like, okay, what we want to do is win four games. And then when we win those four games, it's not going to be nothing to talk about. So that's what that was.
A little cold wave. Pretty good. Because the Oklahoma City did act like they had won a championship after winning game three when they were still down 2-1. Like, you had Dennis Schroeder mocking Damian Lillard's Dame time. Because that's what Dame does when he has big shots. He looks at his fake wristwatch and points like, it's my time. You had Schroeder doing that. You had Paul George jamming as the clock expired, pulling an Admiral Schofield. And, man, Damian with the cold-blooded wave bye-bye. So far, I'll say he's the biggest winner of the playoffs. And the good news for them is that next round, they're probably going to get the Nuggets. The Nuggets blew out the Spurs last night. Probably going to get the Nuggets, and Portland's going to feel good about their chances of getting to the Western Conference Finals. Intern Cam wants to point out, thanks to Josh, that Thor did lose his eye in that movie, and that was a gross oversight in his review that he didn't include that Thor lost an eye.
I mean, I feel like Cam's movie reviews are not even criticizable.
I think
they include so much detail.
I think he left out an important...
Yeah, but to know what he knows about all those movies...
It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
It's ridiculous.
We have started getting a little bit of blowback. Two people have tweeted in saying they don't like the movie reviews. Now, for the most part, we've had positive responses.
I mean, guys, like, Cam's okay. He's not that great.
Many people love the reviews. A couple people have now said they're out on the reviews.
Some people don't like the movie reviews. Some people don't like baseball. Some people don't like NBA. Some don't like Game of Thrones. Maybe we're starting to see that we just can't please everyone.
Maybe that's it.
I mean, if every movie review is like, you know, it's only like a 3 or 4 out of 10, is it really that great? I mean, come on.
This one an 8.
Is there any one thing that the audience has in common?
If the football team wins, everyone would be happy.
Tennessee football?
Yeah, like if the Tennessee football team became really, really good, everyone would be happy.
Do you think we have any listeners who are not Tennessee football fans?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I've met many. I've met plenty of people out that they're like, hey, I don't like Tennessee athletics, but I like you guys. And he's like, I appreciate that you guys talk about other stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Trey listens to us from time to time.
Even if I was like, what are you talking about? Trey, I got you.
Tuscaloosa, Trey.
Yeah, no, I got you.
We've actually created some Tennessee fans, which I think is cool. Troy.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Troy.
Because even if we talk about Tennessee football now, like, you're probably not going to like the conversation if you're a positive Tennessee fan. Like, there's no winning until Tennessee wins.
Then we all win.
Right.
And we haven't heard anything about the grad transfer, or about the transfers, so we're probably not going to be able to get them cleared.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about some college football next, Ben. Nice little segue there by you. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. As we're looking for your topics, before we get to more of them, as we try to make you happy, there was some college football news. First of all, we had a couple of rivals with some bad news over the last couple of days. Did you see where Georgia had to fire one of their people in the recruiting office and suspend another one?
I did see that.
as it came out why that happened. But Georgia's recruiting office has a little bit of trouble coming its way. I don't know what for. I don't know what they were doing. Could be unrelated to cheating, or it could be, hey, we got caught cheating. Maybe, hopefully. But Georgia's football recruiting office in trouble. A Florida support staff member, Otis Yelverton, is facing a third-degree felony for aggravated stalking.
Really?
Yeah.
He found someone he likes, and he just won't stop trying to chase them down, or?
He found someone he likes, dated that person. They said, hold on, weirdo, we're breaking up. And then he was like, no, I'm not letting you go. You can't quit me.
It's that fine line between finding your soulmate and going to prison.
There's a fine line between, like, persistence, like, hey, I'm not letting this relationship end. I love you. I'll be better. And, hey, leave me alone, you creep. This is really getting old. I have to block you on all of everything I have, change my phone number, and, you know, call the cops.
If you're that guy and you – I mean, how do you know where to draw the line? You know what I mean? I mean, you can't be driving by her house every day. You can't be – once she starts blocking you, is that when you know it's – you got to quit pursuing?
That feels like a good indication.
And is that too far? Like, if you've gone far enough that she starts blocking you on things – I've always given up before that point, which I think is a good personality trait.
It depends. I mean, it's one of these things. It's like momentum. We play the result. If you are persistent and you win your lover back, then it's a romantic story. If you lose your lover and try to get them back and they keep telling you to leave them alone and you keep going and going and going and they get you arrested for third degree felony of stalking, then you're a creep that probably loses his job as on Florida support staff.
Well, you do hear about those stories though, like, oh yeah, he called me every day for 6 months and drove by my house and brought flowers every day until I said yes. So finally I gave him a shot.
And now we're in love and we have 10 kids.
And we're married and we love each other. Yeah, so like it is kind of hard to find that line.
It's all about the result, man.
Yeah.
If you get the right result, it's romantic. If you get the wrong result, you're a creep.
Yeah, it's a results-based, it's just like sports. It's a results-based thing.
The end of a relationship is a lot like the beginning of the relationship in that way. Because for the most part, whenever you let the other person know that you're interested, it could go one of two ways. She likes you back, or she plays hard to get, or he won't return your calls, and he doesn't really like you, but she just keep going and going. And
oh, he left a teddy bear in my mailbox.
Maybe you start dating his friend just to get his attention, and then you guys break up, and then he's able to see that he was supposed to be with you. I don't know.
It's a crazy game.
Yeah, but Florida facing a little bit of trouble as Otis Yelverton repeatedly and maliciously harassed victim after she dumped him. He was arrested by police after he was deemed to be a threat. He called, Facebook messaged, and texted the victim over X amount of times. What number do you need to see there for it to seem excessive, repeated, and malicious?
Everything combined?
Yeah, called, Facebooked, and texted after a breakup. What's the number there?
Over how many days?
That's a good question. That's a fair question. Let's just call it a week. Let's call it 4 days. Let's call it 4 days. 4 days.
10 attempts at communication. But that's still not aggressive stalking, though. 10. To me, 10 would be a little much, but it's still not aggressive.
10 is your number?
Because that still comes out to under twice a day.
Ben, what do you think the number should be to be considered repeated and aggressive?
I think he's got to hit her up on each one like 3 or 4 times.
Each one a three day? Or four times?
Yeah.
So per you're going
day. Yeah, per day.
So you're going with 3 things.
Like 3 Facebook
days.
Messages.
So you're around 12 as well?
Yeah, I guess. Well, like 3 Facebook messages, a couple calls, like in a day.
See, at first, I was thinking 10 over a week.
I think you guys are underselling this.
I'm thinking
well,
he's...
Well, to get arrested by the police, it's got to be like 100 a day.
He also got arrested by the police because he apparently told the victim he was going to blow up her car.
Well, now, see, that's crossing the line. That's...
I think that's
we
where
said
the...
you got to draw a line somewhere. It's before that.
See, I was thinking, like, 9 or 10 messages per day.
You're not per day, so you're going 40.
Like I was saying, like 3 Facebook messages, like 2 phone calls,
okay,
3
okay.
text messages.
Okay, so you're going 40 total over 40 days, or over 4 days, basically.
I was actually going 10 over a week, but maybe I would give up too quickly.
I mean, if you're including text messages, a desperate man will fire off 4 text messages in a row with no response over over the course of a day. Like, right? Like, I mean, 4 text messages in a day, it starts getting weird by day 3 or 4.
I don't think you can do it every day, though.
Right. I said by days 3 or 4, it starts getting weird, but.
Maybe 4 in a day when you're really feeling down and you're really out, and maybe like 3 the next day. But then you should realize she's just not. You got to back off.
It definitely should start higher and get lower as you go, right?
Absolutely.
I'm assuming this guy stayed consistent, and then finally on day 4 was like, you know what?
I'm blowing your car up.
You want to play this game with me? I'm blowing your car up.
Yep.
Now you want to play games? We'll play games. I will blow your car up.
I'm sure the text before that was like, baby, I just want you to come back. I love you so much. I'll do anything to get you back. Because that's what guys do. He probably said that, and then like 6 minutes later, I'm going to blow your car up.
I dated a girl early in college. Same type of thing. Although hers was just basically over the span of a day. I would respond, be cold. Then she would get, you know, progressively.
More aggressive?
Sadder. Like, please don't do this. Blah, blah, blah. And then eventually it was, I'm coming over to your house. We're going to talk about this. I was like, no, you're not. My roommates are home. You're not coming over to talk about this. And she said, fine. Then I'm going to take this baseball bat and beat every one of your windows out of your car. And I said, fine, you can come in. We'll talk about it.
If that's the alternative, let's just talk about it. So maybe threats, you know, maybe a casual threat. Blowing the car up's too much. But maybe a baseball bat threat, I mean, it worked on you, right?
It worked. So, I let her come inside.
Maybe a minor threat can get the job done.
And I never forget how scared I was when she came inside and all of a sudden all that crying that was on the phone and all that acting crazy just completely went away, and she sat there as if nothing had happened and that everything was very normal.
Did she have the bat?
Maybe in the car. She didn't bring it up. I wouldn't have let her in if she brought it up to the door. Yeah. But she just sat there and acted as if nothing had happened. And I just remember looking at her and being like, so,
what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, like, so, you just going to sit there and pretend like everything's okay, or?
I'm just glad to be in your presence again.
I do feel like the line has to be blowing up the car.
Yeah, like, smashing out your windows is normal. We've all had a girl say she's going to slash our tires or something like that, you know. That's fairly normal.
I'm curious for the audience take, though. I'm going to put this out on Twitter. What's the number? Like, over a 4-day period, how much can you contact somebody on Facebook messages, DMs, texts, and phone calls before you get hit with, this is taking a dangerous turn?
Yeah, please leave me alone.
Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Oh, yeah, I did have a football story to go there. I'm just going to laugh at Georgia and Florida a little bit. Did you see this stuff that happened with Virginia Tech transfer Brock Hoffman? He has put the NCAA on blast after having his waiver to play immediately denied as he left Coastal Carolina to move closer to home because his mother has a brain tumor.
Good for Brad Huffman.
The NCAA said you don't get to get this waiver because one reason is you've moved, you aren't within the 100-mile radius of closer to home. He is 105 miles away from home and not 100 miles away from home.
Wow.
And another one of their reasons where your mother's brain tumor is actually getting smaller and improving.
Oh, God. They used that as a reason?
They said her condition is improving and not getting worse.
Oh, my God.
And to which he put out the pictures. He put out the pictures of his mom with her. He put out a damn, like, CAT scan.
Good.
And the staples in her head is like, she's lost her hearing. She may not have her vision back. Or maybe I got that reverse. Maybe she lost her sight. Maybe not loses her hearing too. I don't, basically, like, she's not necessarily, she's improving, but she's still a long ways away from improving to being better. Like, she's not ever going to be better.
I'm glad to see he is putting these people on blast.
So he took it, and he took it to Twitter, and basically he put it out there and said, Twitter, do your thing. Let's raise enough of a ruckus. Let's point and say, this isn't me transferring because I'm Tate Martell and I couldn't play at Ohio State. I wasn't good enough to play where I'm at. I was a starter at Coastal Carolina. I'm moving because I want to be closer to home.
And yet they let a guy like Justin Fields, as Ben pointed out earlier, and almost everyone
Tate Martell's the biggest, like the biggest egregious.
They're approving everyone for ridiculous reasons for some people. And then this guy, his mother has cancer and can't get home. I mean, how did they cite that? What they say, the brain tumor's in remission?
That's what he put on his notes. He typed it out on notes and then attached the pictures of his mom and the CAT scan and said, the two of the reasons they gave me were I'm outside the 100-mile radius, I'm at 105 miles away, and my mother's condition, they deem it as improving, as if they are, you know, world-class professional doctors that know that this is not a big deal all of a sudden. I would imagine that he's going to win this appeal. He's appealing. I would imagine he's going to win.
I mean, yeah, he should.
But it's really bad look, especially when the NCAA has came out and basically said, yeah, you can transfer pretty much any time now. We're going to really relax these rules.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Fields used a comment made by a racist baseball player to be able to transfer.
After his sister already enrolled in Georgia.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe the NCAA realizes Georgia's just a cesspool and that they're really crooked and they just want to help their athletes and, you know, ruin Georgia for cheating and all those things. Maybe they wanted to punish Georgia for being Georgia.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Justin Fields shouldn't have been able to transfer, but I'm saying if you approve that one and then you're not going to approve this, like, this guy's – it's insane to me. I'm glad he's putting him on blast. I hope it gets retweeted a million times.
Do you think there's anything to the idea that he's going up a level in football and that this is seen as a better opportunity for his career? Because I do think that's a part of the story.
You know, if it is, fine. Because if – I mean, if his mother has cancer, right? I say whatever he's doing, if he's doing it to benefit his career, good for him.
I just wonder, like, because, I mean, he's going from Coastal Carolina, which we know is obviously a huge step down from Virginia Tech. But he was a starter as a freshman there. He started both years there. Now he's transferring to Virginia Tech, where he looks like he'll be in position to have a chance to start on the interior offensive line. They need help. I wonder if that has anything to do with the NCAA's ruling in terms of just saying this is just trying to better your career.
Well, maybe he is just trying to better his career, you know? Maybe he's trying to get more recognized more, so maybe he's good enough. Maybe he can try to get to the NFL. Maybe he can try to make some money to help with his mother's treatment.
But at the same time,
I'm totally fine with that.
At the same time, it's hypocritical because Tate Martell and Justin Fields transferred to better their careers. Like, everyone transfers.
Of course.
Everyone transfers to better themselves.
Yeah, no one's transferring to, you know, to make things worse on themselves. I mean, if I play for Oklahoma and I tell the NCAA, no, I'd rather play for New Mexico State. I mean, nobody's doing that. Horrible look for the NCAA there.
Yeah, he let the chopper spray with the pictures and everything. The pictures definitely humanize him and show that it's a real-life condition he's battling. It's like with everything, right? Pictures make things more impactful.
Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous that those people get to just be the authority over
all these unpaid – all this unpaid labor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It gets so much dirty when you realize, oh, yeah, none of these guys make any money.
Oh, it is dirty. It's the dirtiest – thing in sports.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.